The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, 5 after 6 with Joe on the radio. Frank and Alan, Debbie are here, and it is D-Day. We are celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day, of Operation Overlord, and the president is about to speak. We're going to cut to President Trump. President Macron of France is still speaking over there in Normandy. 12,000 people are there and celebrating. And I'll tell you, the wave of patriotism that I feel, the respect, the remembering, the heart-wrenching thoughts of what these troops had to go through this day, June 6, 1944, is just beyond words. And I just, it's great, I'm telling you, and I appreciate you tuning in. And you can keep the TV on in the background if you want, you know, because we're going to, and we will go again. If you're driving, we will go to President Trump as soon as he steps up to the microphone. But my goodness gracious, it is just, I am so pleased that we are where we are at this point in our history, that we respect and we remember. Because sometimes, you know, all the politics that you and I talk about every single morning, I feel they're taking it away. They wouldn't even acknowledge. I really feel that they wouldn't even acknowledge D-Day. So I'm very, very, just my heart swells with patriotism this morning. When you think about that, that Operation Overlord, how they kept that secret. It was FDR, President Roosevelt, that came up with the concept of invading France in about 1943, around that time. So it took a couple of years to come up with this, right? And then they said, where are they going to go in? And the Germans thought they were going to go north, you know, up to Calais. And they went to the beaches down in southern France, and they never expected it. And then all the facts, because I'm doing all the research on it now, I just cannot believe how to put this all together. It just makes me so proud to be an American, you know. So we're going to go to President Trump now. He's about to step up to the microphone in Normandy in front of 12,000 people.
President Macron, Mrs. Macron, and the people of France, to the First Lady of the United States, and members of the United States Congress, to distinguished guests, veterans, and my fellow Americans, we are gathered here on freedom's altar, on these shores, on these bluffs, on this day 75 years ago. 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty. Today we remember those who fell, and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization to more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today. You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
We're listening to President Trump from Normandy live. It's the Joe Piscopo, and we're going to listen to the president remember D-Day.
Here with you are over 60 veterans who landed on D-Day. Our debt to you is everlasting. Today we express our undying gratitude. When you were young, these men enlisted their lives in a great crusade, one of the greatest of all times. Their mission is the story of an epic battle and the ferocious, eternal struggle between good and evil. On the 6th of June, 1944, they joined a liberation force of awesome power and breathtaking scale. After months of planning, the Allies had chosen this ancient coastline to mount their campaign to vanquish the wicked tyranny of the Nazi Empire from the face of the earth. The battle began in the skies above us. In those first tense midnight hours, 1,000 aircraft roared overhead with 17,000 Allied airborne troops preparing to leap into the darkness beyond these trees. Then came dawn. The enemy who had occupied these heights saw the largest naval armada in the history of the world. Just a few miles offshore were 7,000 vessels bearing 130,000 warriors. They were the citizens of free and independent nations united by their duty to their compatriots and to millions yet unborn. There were the British whose nobility and fortitude saw them through the worst of Dunkirk and the London Blitz. The full violence of Nazi fury was no match for the full grandeur of British pride. Thank you.
Listening to President Trump live.
There were the Canadians whose robust sense of honor and loyalty compelled them to take up arms alongside Britain from the very, very beginning. There were the fighting Poles, the tough Norwegians, and the intrepid Aussies. There were the gallant French commandos, soon to be met by thousands of their brave countrymen ready to write a new chapter in the long history of French valor. And finally, there were the Americans. They came from the farms of a vast heartland, the streets of glowing cities, and the forges of mighty industrial towns. Before the war, many had never ventured beyond their own community. Now they had come to offer their lives half a world from home. This beach, codenamed Omaha, was defended by the Nazis with monstrous firepower, thousands and thousands of mines and spikes driven into the sand so deeply. It was here that tens of thousands of the Americans came. The GIs who boarded the landing craft that morning knew that they carried on their shoulders not just the pack of a soldier, but the fate of the world. Colonel George Taylor, whose 16th Infantry Regiment would join in the first wave, was asked what would happen if the Germans stopped. Right then and there, cold on the beach, just stopped them. What would happen? This great American replied, "Why, the 18th Infantry is coming in right behind us. The 26th Infantry will come on too. Then there is the 2nd Infantry Division, already afloat, and the 9th Division, and the 2nd Armored, and the 3rd Armored, and all the rest. Maybe the 16th won't make it, but someone will. One of those men in Taylor's 16th Regiment was Army Medic Ray Lambert. Ray was only 23, but he had already earned 3 Purple Hearts and 2 Silver Stars fighting in North Africa and Sicily, where he and his brother Bill, no longer with us, served side by side. In the early morning hours, the two brothers stood together on the deck of the USS Henrico before boarding 2 separate Higgins landing craft. If I don't make it, Bill said, please, please, take care of my family. Ray asked his brother to do the same. Of the 31 men on Ray's landing craft, only Ray and 6 others made it to the beach. There were only a few of them left. They came to the sector right here below us. Easy Red, it was called. Again and again, Ray ran back into the water. He dragged out one man after another. He was shot through the arm. His leg was ripped open by shrapnel. His back was broken. He nearly drowned. He had been on the beach for hours, bleeding and saving lives, when he finally lost consciousness. He woke up the next day on a cot beside another badly wounded soldier. He looked over and saw his brother Bill. They made it. They made it. They made it. At 98 years old, Ray is here with us today with his 4th Purple Heart and his 3rd Silver Star from Omaha. Ray, the free world salutes you.
Listen at the Piscopo in the Morning. We're covering President Trump live from Normandy on the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Nearly 2 hours in, unrelenting fire from these bluffs kept the Americans pinned down on the sand, now red with our heroes' blood. Then, just a few hundred yards from where I'm standing, a breakthrough came. The battle turned, and with it, history. Down on the beach, Captain Joe Dawson, the son of a Texas preacher, led Company G through a minefield to a natural fold in the hillside, still here. Just beyond this path, to my right, Captain Dawson snuck beneath an enemy machine gun perch and tossed his grenades. Soon American troops were charging up Dawson's Draw. What a job he did. What bravery he showed. Lieutenant Spaulding and the men from Company E moved on to crush the enemy strong point on the far side of this cemetery and stop the slaughter on the beach below. Countless more Americans poured out across this ground all over the countryside. They joined fellow American warriors from Utah Beach and allies from Juneau, Sword and Gold, along with the Airborne and the French Patriots. Private First Class Russell Pickett of the 29th Division's famed 116th Infantry Regiment had been wounded in the first wave that landed on Omaha Beach. At a hospital in England, Private Pickett vowed to return to battle. "I'm going to return," he said. "I'm going to return." 6 days after D-Day, he rejoined his company. Two-thirds had been killed already. Many had been wounded within 15 minutes of the invasion. They lost 19 just from the small town of Bedford, Virginia alone. Before long, a grenade left Private Pickett, and he was gravely wounded, so badly wounded. Again, he chose to return. He didn't care. He had to be here. He was then wounded a third time and laid unconscious for 12 days. They thought he was gone. They thought he had no chance. Russell Pickett is the last known survivor of the legendary Company A. And today, believe it or not, he has returned once more to these shores to be with his comrades. Private Pickett, you honor us all with your presence.
Listening live to President Trump in Normandy, celebrating and remembering D-Day, June 6, 1944. President walking over to Private Pickett and acknowledging this American hero.
Tough guy. By the fourth week of August, Paris was liberated. Some who landed here pushed all the way to the center of Germany. Some threw open the gates of Nazi concentration camps to liberate Jews who had suffered the bottomless horrors of the Holocaust. And some warriors fell on other fields of battle, returning to rest on this soil for eternity. Before this place was consecrated to history, the land was owned by a French farmer, a member of the French resistance. These were great people. These were strong and tough people. His terrified wife waited out D-Day in a nearby house, holding tight to their little baby girl. The next day, a soldier appeared. "I'm an American," he said. "I'm here to help." The French woman was overcome with emotion and cried. Days later, she laid flowers on fresh American graves. Today, her granddaughter, Stephanie, serves as a guide at this cemetery. This week, Stephanie led 92-year-old Marion Nguyen of California to see the grave of her brother Don for the very first time. Marion and Stephanie are both with us today, and we thank you for keeping alive the memories of our precious heroes. Thank you.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer, 24 minutes after 6 o'clock. That was President Trump speaking and celebrating and remembering D-Day, June 6, 1944, the 75th anniversary. What heroes, what a time, and how proud it makes us all to be American. We're going to break for traffic right now at 25 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we'll go back to Normandy. Right now, let's go to Debbie Duhaime. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime. How you doing this morning?
That had me in tears. Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. And to sit honoring our veterans, I just love it. Just amazing.
And we're embracing it and we're celebrating it. And it just makes me feel so. My heart, again, like I said earlier, my heart swells with patriotism this morning, Deb. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I know how much you appreciate and remember the United States military and all the allied. And we'll tell you the facts. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to talk about all morning long, all about D-Day. Let's go to Debbie on traffic right now at 25 past 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to the New England Thruway southbound by 18B in Mamaroneck. It's a tractor-trailer fire. The fire is under control, but two lanes remain blocked. The earlier problem on the New England Thruway at the Hutch, that was cleared. Watch for slowdowns on the LIE West into Queens Boulevard with a collision being pushed to the shoulder. Grand Central Parkway West at Astoria Boulevard accident there on the westbound belt. That's stop and go now at Cross Bay Boulevard. Getting reports of a collision there as well. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 20, Holland 20, 80 West at 287. That's another problem involving a tractor-trailer fire. One lane blocked. Four eastbound getting out toward the GWB into Fort Lee. Watch for a collision over there as well. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules in effect. Some thunderstorms likely this morning. High today of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo, on this Thursday, June 6th, celebrating the 75th anniversary and remembering those lives lost during D-Day, June 6th, 1944. And we will go back to Normandy momentarily. But we wanted to just tell you about France Touch of Class, if I can. Can I do that quickly? Tell you, if you want to really impress somebody for a corporate event or private party, I always thought if you wanted to, like, propose to somebody, when I tell you I'm a romantic. I would do it on France Touch of Class, right? Well, let's not move too quickly ahead in my life. Let's do a corporate event, a birthday party, a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, okay? Your guests will love it. It's what we do when we do the schmooze cruise and we go around Manhattan and we see the Statue of Liberty, you know, especially on a day like this, you know, celebrating D-Day. You become so patriotic, and then you see the architectural beauty of the Brooklyn Bridge and the Freedom Tower, remembering all those lives lost on 9/11. You could do that on France Touch of Class as you go around Manhattan. France has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. And if a private yacht's not in your budget, you can get a private deck charter. France yachts, by the way, are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. France Touch of Class, you can go to francetouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, and then give Fran a call. Well, she's really a great gal. Captain Fred takes us on the Atlantis. We have the best time ever, and you will too. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or francetouchofclass.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Oh, you got to go to Mo's. Joe Piscopo on the radio at 6:30. Before we go to Al on local news, and good morning, Frankie, and good morning, Albert.
Good morning, Joe.
It's a monumental day, and I just love that we're embracing and remembering D-Day, June 6, 1944. For me personally, it just reminds me so much. I get emotional because I think of my father telling me every single detail about the invasion, you know, where you like, if you had a grandparent or a parent in the Second World War, you can remember everything, and it's so nice to see the United States of America be appreciated and for this president to go out and tell everybody how proud we are of the United States military and how we, with all those other countries, but we led the way to save the world, June 6, 1944. Can we go back to Normandy and we'll listen to President Trump and then we'll come back to the studio here.
Warriors,
Normandy, President Trump.
A sinister enemy who spoke of a 1,000-year empire. In defeating that evil, they left a legacy that will last not only for 1,000 years, but for all time, for as long as the soul knows of duty and honor, for as long as freedom keeps its hold on the human heart. To the men who sit behind me and to the boys who rest in the field before me, your example will never, ever grow old. Your legend will never die. Your spirit, brave, unyielding, and true, will never die. The blood that they spilled, the tears that they shed, the lives that they gave, the sacrifice that they made, did not just win a battle. It did not just win a war. Those who fought here won a future for our nation. They won the survival of our civilization. And they showed us the way to love, cherish, and defend our way of life for many centuries to come. Today, as we stand together upon this sacred earth, we pledge that our nation will forever be strong and united. We will forever be together. Our people will forever be bold. Our hearts will forever be loyal. And our children and their children will forever and always be free. May God bless our great veterans. May God bless our allies. May God bless the heroes of D-Day. And may God bless America. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Here it is, President Trump. How proud do you feel of speaking? He's speaking at Normandy. 12,000 there celebrating, remembering. You know, I cautiously use the word celebrating, but it's remembering D-Day, June 6th, 1944. And we'll be talking about it with Giles Milton, one of the foremost experts about D-Day on the 75th anniversary, if you will, of the invasion of Normandy, Operation Overlord. Let's go to Big Al Gattulo, standing by. He's got the news live and local, 6:34 in New York City on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
70 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two elderly women are recovering in the hospital after being grazed by stray bullets inside their Queens home. According to police, the innocent bystanders, both believed to be in their 70s, were inside their house on 136th Avenue near 220th Place in Laurelton at around 11:30 Wednesday night when a fight broke out on the street outside. Shots were fired. Cops say one of the ladies was grazed in the shoulder, the other struck in the forearm. The suspects fled the scene. Governor Murphy unveiling his administration's tax incentive plan. He says the goal is to boost the state's economy and create more jobs while supporting small businesses and spurring innovation. Five programs are included, each capped at $400 million annually. Governor Murphy says the linchpin of the entire plan is the Innovation Evergreen Fund, which he claims will leverage tax incentives and lure venture capital into the state. In sports, Yankees allowed seven runs over the seventh and eighth innings to lose 11-7 at Toronto. Jason Vargas firing a complete game five-hitter. Mets shut out the Giants 7-0. The Raptors, they're on top of the NBA Finals. Toronto overcame 47 points by Steph Curry to beat the Warriors 123-109 in Game 3 in Oakland. The Raptors lead the best-of-seven series 2-1. The Warriors will host Game 4 on Friday. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on the New England Thruway south into 18B in Mamaroneck. It's a tractor-trailer fire. The fire under control, but two lanes remain blocked. It's busy over on the Thruway south building heading down past 13 in toward 11 and in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Expect delays as well at the inbound GWB upper level approaching the toll plaza. Collision 15 minutes in to the upper, a little bit better to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland, about 30. Also on 4 eastbound getting into the GWB, an accident there as well. 80 west at 287. Tractor-trailer fire, one lane blocked over there as well. Alternate side parking rules are suspended, metered parking rules in effect. Also, the southbound E-trains are running on the M, 5th Avenue, out through the area of West 4th. Thunderstorms likely today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970, The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
This is a message to business owners. The strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally, everywhere, with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that easily takes your business beyond its four walls, putting your message on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. Your digital ad virtually puts them into your store in front of your products. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Call us at Salem Surround for a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggested ideas that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 639 on AM 970. The Answer, Giles Milton standing by. I wanted to tell you, if I may, about the Parian and Sons. We love telling you about Parian and Sons. I like Glenn Parian. You know, this is a family, Glenn and Maria and Katie and Debbie. And I tell you about Parian and Sons. And if you want to buy a diamond, there's not going to be a better place than Parian and Sons to go check out the Four C's with Glenn and the Parian family. The color, the character, the cut of the diamond. You got to know all about those things. You could just buy a diamond. Wow, this looks great. It's not going to be a great diamond unless you go to Parian and Sons. I'm telling you, I know. I'm a diamond expert. I've been married a couple times. I understand these little things of life, right? Also, I love about Parian and Sons, what I love about it is that they're a real jeweler. They repair, they restore, they fix my watches. I keep telling you about that. Then, as you get your watches fixed by Mr. Parian, you could check out the necklaces and the bracelets and the earrings and the top designers there, like Charles Kripel and A-Link, and watches by Ebell and Orth. You could check out ParianDiamonds.com. This is a great website. You say, well, I'm not sure what I want to get. You know, Father's Day coming up for Pop, just saying. Graduation, just saying. ParianDiamonds.com. If you see Glenn, Debbie, Maria, yeah, Katie, you just say, look, I heard you on the Piscopo show. What can you do for me? Parian and Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or ParianDiamonds.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Piscopo on the radio, 641 right now. Giles Milton is a writer specializing in narrative history and the host of the Unknown History podcast. His latest book is Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Kill or Die, How the Allies Won D-Day. Giles, a privilege to have you on the show, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
What a day! I mean, I mean, you know this D-Day about the D-Day invasion better than anybody, Giles. Tell us what you're feeling on this 75th anniversary of Operation Overlord.
Well, do you know what I was yesterday? I was down in Portsmouth on the south coast. Your president was there. The Queen was there. All the heads of state from all the European countries were there. But most important of all, they all obviously were sitting on the grand stage. But center of it all was 300 veterans who were there. And they were milling around with the crowd. They were talking to people. And these were the guys when they were 16, 17, 18. They were storming the beaches of Normandy. It was really moving.
Wow, in Portsmouth, you were there. That was, I mean, how exciting. That's where they initiated the first wave of the attack, correct, Giles?
Yeah, this is where many of the ships sailed from there to go off to the five beaches, the two American beaches, the two British beaches, and the Canadian beach. And they sailed from there. You know, they sailed on the 5th, so I was there yesterday, the actual day when they set sail. The weather was absolutely terrible. You know, typical British summer. You know, it was pouring with rain and there was a gale blowing in the channel. And, you know, the men, most of them were terribly seasick when they crossed the channel. The last thing they wanted to do was land on the beaches. But sure enough, they did. They stormed ashore. And, you know, this was to be the turning point in the Second World War.
It was, Giles, your book features in breathtaking detail the first 24 hours of the D-Day invasion. And for listeners that might be a little younger, tell us, if you would, how Operation Overlord came about and what it was designed to do, sir.
Yeah, so this, very simply, was the Allied attempt to reconquer Nazi-occupied Europe. So to go in there, to smash through what was called the Atlantic Wall, the Germans had built fortifications all around the coastline. The idea that General Eisenhower had was to smash through this wall, to land as many Allied troops into northern France as possible, create a sort of beachhead, a safe area, and then behind these initial wave of troops, they would land a further 2 million troops, along with, you know, millions of tons of supplies, tanks, jeeps, all the hardware of war necessary. So it really was a pivotal moment in the Second World War. This was the moment when the Western Allies fought back.
And the Germans thought we were going north to Calais, and then we went south. But how the Germans were still fortified on the Omaha Beach and the other beaches that we landed. So how was that? Did they just do that as a precautionary measure, the Germans?
Well, you know what? When these beaches in Normandy, I mean, some of your listeners might have been to them, and they're these gently shelving beaches. They are an absolute nightmare to attack. And they were absolutely brilliant if you're defending them. So the Germans have built themselves into concrete strongholds. They put machine gun nests all along the beaches. So, you know, they simply on Omaha, when the American young Americans came ashore, they were easy targets for the Germans. So, you know, we had this awful, the first, second waves onto Omaha were simply massacred.
Yeah, well, I'm reading and I'm trying to do research, and you're the man, Giles Milton, but I'm trying to see how many casualties? They said up to 10,000. Do we have an exact number?
Well, there were about 10,000 Allied casualties on D-Day. If you're talking about actually people who lost their lives, it is about 2,500 Americans and about 2,000 Brits and Canadians. So the U Americans took the biggest hit, partly because Omaha was such a disaster in the opening hours. Utah Beach was much more successful. In fact, the casualties on Utah were very, very light, lighter than even the planners of D-Day had thought they would be. It was really Omaha which became known as Bloody Omaha. And, you know, many people will know the opening minutes of the film Saving Private Ryan, where you get this graphic depiction of what it was like to land on that beach.
Yeah, you know, and you've talked to people that have landed there. I know you have, Giles. And I mean, there are people like that. We have the late great Yogi Berra. He was a baseball player here in America, right?
Mm.
And he landed, man. He landed, and they had mortars off the sides of those landing gears, which I did not know. He told me they had mortars. They were shooting mortars, but still, to your point, Giles, the machine guns. They had large guns. I mean, I can't even imagine what it was like. Could you tell us your conversations?
Well, you know what? I was on in the beaches of Normandy last week with a 93-year-old. This was a British veteran, but of course they all went through similar experiences. Yep. He said, you know, you're in a landing craft. It's got a flat bottom, so it's a rough sea. It's been slapping around all over the place. You've been sick all night. You come in to the shore, and as you come in, the machine gun fire starts up. The shells, the mortars are going off in the water all around you. And then there's a shout from the front of the landing craft. The ramp goes down, and that's it. You have then got to run across the beach, up the beach, under a hail of machine gun fire. You know, imagine it. Absolutely terrifying.
Oh, God, you describe it in such graphic fashion. We appreciate it, Giles, because you can't really, you'll never, ever know. Yet when you talk to these old warriors, man, they just did it. They never questioned it. They just did it. And, Giles, tell us about the military deception that took place in the run-up to D-Day. What was Operation Bodyguard?
Yeah, well, this is an incredibly important part of the Allied plan, was to make the Germans think that we were going to land in the Calais area. And this meant that that Hitler concentrated a lot of his armored forces in the wrong place, essentially. So the big deception, Operation Fortitude, was really deceiving the Germans. So on D-Day itself, even after the Allies had landed in Normandy, Hitler still believed that there was going to be a second, even bigger landing in Calais. Why was this important? Because it tied up all these German forces around the Calais area, which could otherwise have been brought to Normandy. And imagine, it would have really changed the figures, the numbers able to fight the Allies on the beaches. Suddenly, the Brits, the Americans, the Canadians would have found themselves fighting, you know, almost double the number of troops.
Yeah. Giles, I know FDR and Winston Churchill were very, very close. Who came up with the concept of Operation Overlord?
Well, I think it was a joint Anglo-American project. Having said that, Churchill was very cautious about the idea of an invasion of northern France, because he simply said that the Allies, they might not be successful. And if they weren't successful, it would be an absolute disaster, because it would be almost impossible to relaunch this invasion. So Churchill is often seen as being slightly cautious, but in fact, you know, which is strange when you know all his speeches, these warlike speeches he liked to make. But he didn't want to launch the invasion until he thought that the Allies had maximum chance of success, which is why I got pushed back to June 1944, when really the strength of the Allies was at its greatest.
Giles Milton, he has this book, How the Allies Won D-Day. This is a great conversation, Giles, a riveting conversation on this day as we celebrate the 75th anniversary of Operation Overlord. Before we let you go, sir, we appreciate your valuable time. In your book, you chronicle the events that happened from midnight to midnight. Very creative way to write about history, Giles. Who did you want to reach when you wrote this book, sir?
Well, you know, I'd read so many accounts of D-Day, and so many of them told the story from the point of view of the generals and the officer class. And what I wanted to do is give voice to the young conscripts who actually went in the first and second waves on D-Day. Often the accounts of those who'd not written up their accounts. So I drew them from diaries, from letters home, wow, from things that hadn't been published before. So these are voices that many people will never have heard before. Really, the story of what it was like to land at dawn on D-Day.
It's a must read. Giles Milton, and he's the host of the Unknown History podcast. You could Google Giles Milton, soldier, sailor, frogman, spy, airman, gangster, killer, die, how the Allies won D-Day. You know, always proud of our alliance with the great country of Britain, Giles, and you are most kind to join us on this special, special day, sir.
Well, it's great to have me on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Giles. Giles Milton. Got to Google Giles Milton and check out this book, How the Allies Won D-Day. It's 10 minutes before. It's 6:51 right now on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com, around the country, around the world. How we doing out there in New York, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening. I can't even imagine. They were even seasick and trying to fight. Just so, so scary. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. We're going to head over to the downtown E train running on the M, 5th Ave, down through West 4th. It's all due to this ongoing track maintenance. Let's see what's happening on Route 4 eastbound, getting out toward the GWB. It's an accident, then an accident cleared at the GWB 15 minutes in. Lincoln 30, Holland about 30 minutes into town. 80 West at 287, tractor trailer fire. Looks like one lane remains blocked over there. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning on the southbound Henry Hudson into the 250s with a disabled vehicle. And the LIE westbound still slowing down a Queens Boulevard accident on the shoulder. Let's see what's happening on the Bell Parkway. The Bell Parkway westbound, that's stop and go now by Cross Bay Boulevard. An accident in the process of being cleared. And watch for some slowdowns on the LIE eastbound up by Sills Road. Getting out through Suffolk County, serious accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668. 212-857-6668. And ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast. It'll be warm but humid today with intervals of clouds and sun. There can be a shower this morning and a spotty afternoon shower or thunderstorm, but most of the day will end up rain-free anyway, the high 84. Partly cloudy tonight, though 65. Sunshine and some clouds. A nice day tomorrow with lower humidity, high 78. For Saturday, partly sunny, high 81. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. It's Joe Piscopo at the radio, 653, telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. When you think about outstanding Italian restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn. They're the very best when it comes to their pasta sauce. They make fresh tomato and basil, marinara, puttanesca, arrabbiata. Right there they make it on at Avenue R in Ostrand, right? You think, do they make the sauce there? They must ship it out. No. Fred insists, Johnny insists, the family insists they make it right there, right where their father had a little pizza place on Avenue R in Ostrand. Now it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. And you'll have the chance to experience authentic Italian hospitality from Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself. Family owned and operated since 1964, right there, Avenue R in Ostrand, in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby. Even former Yankee pitcher Mariano Rivera, he could not resist the food, right? Is that funny? You know, legend has it, Mariano came by for a quick lunch, ended up staying for dinner. I hear that all the time. Be sure to come by, please, and see what has made Michael's of Brooklyn a Brooklyn institution for over 50 years. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:55 on AM 970, The Answer. AM 970, TheAnswer.com, around the country, around the world. And we are celebrating the D-Day landing. That is June 6, 1944, 75th anniversary. I'm reluctant to say anniversary like it's a celebration, but boy, you got to just remember and appreciate and embrace the lives lost and how Giles, by the way, Frankie Fibros, thanks for bringing Giles Milton. Wow, what a conversation that was. I'd like to maybe replay that again later on.
Yeah, you know, he really has such insight. And this book, and thank I know you. He's written several books about World War II, but this book really is filled with all sorts of stuff that even if you're familiar with World War II in general and D-Day specifically, he focuses on all these incredible forgotten figures in history that really played a pivotal role. And people forget that we all remember the names of presidents and prime ministers and generals, but there's a whole bunch of people that play a role in a war effort and the magnitude of like the D-Day invasion. So yeah, it's a great book. I definitely recommend it if people are interested in World War II.
Yeah, and the name of the book, it's a long title. It's a soldier, sailor, frogman, spy, airman, gangster, kill or die. I love it. But if you Google Giles, it's with a G, G-I-L-E-S, Giles Milton, How the Allies Won D-Day. Just a great, great book. And thank you so much, Frank, because especially when he has the English accent, it's even more riveting, you know. And he was there just the other day at Portsmouth. I just can't imagine how they did it. And let me ask you guys too, Frankie, you're younger, and I know you have a great uncle or something, or an uncle that was in the Second World War.
Yeah, well, so my grandfather, who I'm named for, who died before I was born,
barrels.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. But no, he was a Purple Heart winner in World War II, and he wasn't at Normandy, but he was with General Patton in the south of France. But my Uncle Caesar, who was much, much younger, he joined the service when he was just 17. He actually served in three wars, World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. He was a colonel in the Air Force when he retired.
Who fought for Patton in your family, man?
My grandfather.
That's fantastic. So did
my uncle Mario.
This is great because that's how you guys could learn the history. But Frankie, and your grandfather, did he talk about it at all?
Well, he died before I was born. I never knew my paternal grandfather, just my maternal grandfather.
Yeah, who on your side for the general, Albert?
My uncle Mario. For Patton in Africa.
Did you talk
Africa.
With him about it?
Oh, yeah. He mentioned a few stories. Didn't tell too much, but he was, as he liked to say, in the rear with the gear. So he didn't see too much action, but he saw enough of it.
My daddy was walking through doing his business in the United States Army Air Corps, and a guy walks through, and they look, the double take, and it was General Patton inside the quarters running through. You know, it's just a time to celebrate the United States military today, to celebrate our great country and the Allies as we defeated the most evil that this world has ever seen. We were there, front and center, the United States of America. You know, once great, now great, always great. God bless America. Joe at the radio, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. We're coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
70 degrees at 659. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Another day, another wild thing happening in a New York City subway station. Some people waiting for a train at the 2nd Avenue F train station in Manhattan came across a baby shark. One man took a picture, posted it online, circulating it through social media. The MTA says they were able to remove the animal. It appears to be dead in the picture. Transit officials did not provide info on the animal's condition and do not know where the shark came from.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.